Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Dave DeMarcus, maybe 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a second to give a huge shout out, special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or a sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217, or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. You excited about doing the gas bag thing, Nikki?
The podcast or the softball season?
The softball season.
I'm excited, but we have an issue. Evidently,
it's not kickball.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Fine. One thing I enjoy, and Nick just refuses to do
it. He just punted on that.
Yeah, he'd rather put together a softball team where he's got to call somebody different, 50 people every week, ringers, try to get enough people to play the game.
75 people play for one team.
No, Marcus is 100% right.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. Like, I love Biscuit, but he gets on me about this. We have like 15 people, which is like six dudes too many, in the group chat, and he's like, stop adding people to the group chat, and he's totally right, but the problem is none of them show up, and I was one of the guys that like didn't show
up. That's what I was saying. I was so, like, man, it felt like every game, like, we're gonna have enough.
Yeah, like, so it's one of those things, you keep adding people to the
you
list.
You know where we didn't do that?
Kickball. I know, it was so much easier.
Everybody showed up to play because it was fun. It was a good time.
It was so much easier.
And I cannot get him to sign up for another team.
Is there a penalty system for not showing up?
No, we don't have like a kangaroo court or anything like that. And if anything, because there's so, it's one of those things. It's like if you take a day, like a week off, it's at first looked at as like good because we have too many bodies.
And at the beginning of the week, everybody should have to send $10 in Cash App, and then when we get to the game, if you don't pay in, if you don't show up, we keep your $10.
Or you can play kickball and not worry about it.
I kind of like Steve's idea. But the problem is the league doesn't have enough teams right now. There's four spots open, as far as I know, for teams. So if you want to play in the Gas Bags League, the Monday night Tom Sawyer League. It's a lot of fun. It is. We'd love to have you, but we need a couple.
You know who doesn't have trouble getting teams signed up? The kickball leagues. They actually have an abundance of teams to sign up because it's the funnest thing you could ever do.
He is right.
You did say you enjoyed it.
It was so fun, man. I felt like a kid again. I was like, this is a blast.
We need to get another team. The thing is, I want to get back into hockey, and occasionally I bowl too. And Jeanette's like, kind of like, okay, you need to start
hockey
picking one. I haven't played hockey in like a year. I miss it, man.
Him and Bosch playing a co-ed league.
No, Bosch plays in a co-ed league.
Bosch was in here one day talking about how he's like, man, I had a great game last night. I did this. And I was like, oh, cool, yeah. And then, you know, he's like, yeah, man, I play in a he's like, it's actually a girls' league. And I was like, what?
You weren't ready for that. Yeah.
But Bosch might be playing.
He had like a full beginner, though.
Yeah, he's played like a year.
Texas
yeah.
says, I will fart directly in front of my gym crush if we get JQ.
Yeah, that's what I feel you. Like, I know what you're saying on that.
I would humiliate myself. That's what people were saying there.
So here's the thing. Speaking of penalties for team situations. Okay, Steve, is this feasible? Are you allowed to do a bell of shame for anyone who enters the transfer portal? Steve, Marcus Maven has decided.
I was going to say, listen.
That on his team, when you commit to my team, the first time you get on my field, if you're going to put a jersey on, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to put a jersey on and jog out onto my field, my gridiron.
Okay.
All right. You're gonna sign a verbal contract, right? That if you decide at any point that you're gonna enter the transfer portal, we're gonna have a big ass bell out there, and you're gonna have to
like the Marines or the SEALs, was it the Navy SEALs?
Ding,
or
ding, ding. You have to guarantee me that as a man, you're gonna ring that bell 3 times. When you decide that you're going to enter the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And it's like, or is that going to be considered shaming, transfer shaming?
Oh, no, that would be.
Hey, texters, 8131-939. Would the bell of shame be frowned upon? Because think about that. As an individual, Steve, how many people you think that would deter? If you had 85 football players, and let's say, you know, at least half at some point think about, you know, transferring at some point, right? Let's just say, you know, 40 people think about transferring. Just consider.
I think it's fair.
Consider transferring at some point, entering the transfer portal. How many of that 40 do you think would be like, I'm not ringing that damn bell? How many you think would just shame, and you have to ring that bell in front of your teammates before you leave? Just like, listen, there is no real penalty to it. It's just the penalty of shame that you have to talk. Listen, that's what I was doing with the Penny Boone last night.
Yeah.
I was like, he should have to ring a bell of shame.
Should have to go and just say, you know what? I'm not getting my reps. I'm going to ring this bell in front of my whole team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And just look, and once you ring the bell, listen, coaches say, look, no hard feeling. We all look. We all watch you ring the bell. And you know what? We turn right back around and we get back to practice. Because you just made, like I said, you made a public declaration that you're not built for this.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that help, like, sever the tie a lot easier, too?
Somebody said, sounds like a fun culture. They don't like your culture.
I think that would be phenomenal.
So I said the bell would be great, like ringing the bell at the New York Stock Exchange.
I'd be telling people, listen, I'd be in the middle of a practice. I'd be like, yeah, go ring that bell, playboy. Because you're on lockdown over here. Listen,
go get it.
If I was Q Riley, I'd be yelling at Chris Bell. Just talking about, yeah, go ring that bell. Bell's over there if you need it.
Yeah.
If I'm a coach, I'm like, oh, you don't like it? The bell's right there, son.
It's like a G.I. Jane, man, where they literally were like, they had a fresh hot meal. Yeah. Like they're making hot meals
all
for you. All you got to do is come over here and ring this bell and quit. And you can go in there and eat that hot. And they were for real. Like, you ring the bell, you go eat a fresh meal, you kick that and get on out of here.
It's over.
Yeah, they're just like, that's all you got to do. Just come over here and do it, please.
I just picture Steve dancing with his macaroni cheese.
Yeah, I'd be right over there.
Steve and I'd be, real quick.
I just quit the Navy SEALs.
Do not. You see, pass the butter.
Yeah.
Don't know how it's going to feel. Oh, dude.
But I feel really safe. You guys are great.
Damn. That's the best damn macaroni cheese.
Don't eat your cornbread.
No. So listen, what say the people on the bell?
Somebody said, do you have to scream? I declare bankruptcy. I declare transferring.
Look, I wouldn't go that far, but I'd make that thing sound like the campus bell. That thing would be so loud, people would be like, somebody that wasn't on the field would be like, the bell's going.
Yeah, who was it?
Somebody's
quit. Who quit today? Look, people start running out of the office.
Yeah, we lost the linebacker.
Figures.
He's gone.
Figures.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I don't hate it.
Do you think that would deter a large percentage? Or like what kind of percentage you think? You think somebody would say, Mom, I got to go ring the bell first?
You know, some would. And then there's some would.
Can you tell
your
dad that you about to go ring the bell?
Depends. Am I getting paid somewhere else? Like, then it might be the stock exchange.
See, that's what I'm saying. Some, it would just be like, man, y'all a bull. Me, I'm out of here. This team sucks. You know, you're like, okay. Imagine a receiver ringing the bell and running across. They'd be gone. They wouldn't be. They'd be out.
Yeah, the bell is off to the side, and like I said, once you ring it, you just walk away. But if I'm the coach, I'd say, room, like, hey, you don't say anything. If somebody rings that bell, you look and you get right back to practice. Mm-hmm. That's his statement. Don't mess with him after that. I mean, I can still be cool outside, but yeah, no hazing of the bell ringers.
No, I mean that would, because I mean, again, that's the thing.
And you understand the reason I even brought this up. It's because, like I said, when I say you got to get some reorder, like reputation is important.
I know.
Fighting through, you know, things important. And to like I think we start taking so many people for granted. So many people who fight through things.
Yep.
Like the guys who stay through it, fight through it. We take them for granted. We're just looking at the shiny new toy. But it's like, no, how do you separate high character people from, you know, marginal to low character people, other than having, again, Penny Boone is just the subject that some of this conversation targets.
Yeah,
I'm not kicking on him or anything, but it's just like, how many guys have we saw just bail at the, you know, just jump at the first sight of trouble, and how many have we saw stick through? And it's like, you just gotta have some kind of separation for those. And I think something as far as a bail is like, no, let's not even leave it up to interpretation.
Yeah.
After you ring the bell, I'm not going to need an explanation why. Even my coach can get on with Diener and say, oh, well, he chose to ring the bell. You know, hey, we have a thing called, you know, the bell is when you decide this is not the place for you. For whatever reason you decide this is not the place for you, we have a bell. So, you know, it doesn't leave it up to interpretation. You know, you said it to us. This is not the place for you. Bing, bing, bing.
This is a good point. Texture says, I say, I say they have to yell that they're going to ring the bell, and if they get tackled before they get to the bell, they have to stay. Says it would show how much their team wanted them, which I actually,
that's pretty funny.
I kind of like that.
Kind of like, obviously we're being crazy here, but I actually kind of like that, because it would be like if somebody was like, I'm ringing the bell, and everybody was like,
right, over my dead body.
Or if they're like, yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, yeah, no one tries to stop you.
Yeah, you're a piece of crap. Get out of here.
It's like, okay, bye.
But if somebody's like, nah, man, like Clay told me, look, I had a bad attitude in LaRue County, and I got benched. And it was an attitude thing, and it was 100% my fault. But right. I was so mad at Coach Dennison. That, I mean, when he tried to put me back in the game, I was like, nah. You want me over here?
Steve, did you really do that on a team sport?
Yeah, he went to, and here's the thing. I didn't do it. I didn't say no, but he was like, Rummage, go ahead, get back in there. And I stood up like this and was like, just started to walk up. Because I knew he was going to look at me and be like, sit down, you know, like, are you kidding me? It was just
slow poking.
Yeah. It was like, no, get in the game. And I was like, I ain't going in the game. But I needed a Clay to sit in the back of the bus. It was like, I swear to God, I'll never be your friend again. If you quit, I will never talk to you again. And it was like, all right, I guess I'm not going to quit. But I needed that in that moment.
What makes the story sound better? When he says, I'm not going to be your friend again? Or I'm not going to talk to you again?
Yeah, he was done. Clay was like, I'll never speak to you or be your friend ever again. Because, of course, you know, I said what everybody said. When we got on the bus, I'm like, yeah, I'm out. I'm quitting. Like, I'm never going to play for this team again. So this is
I'm not going to play for this coach or this team.
No, the team. I was a senior, and it was basketball. Okay. I'm like, I don't even – look, I'm in the back of the bus. Like, I don't even need to be playing basketball. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even need to be here. and it was like and then, of course, you know, he was like – in a lot of colorful language was basically like, I'll never speak to you again if you quit. So if you're willing to look, he did the whole. I mean, if you're willing to lose a friend over
like Degrassi, not Degrassi, but just one of those.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. I was like, I'm just picturing the seat at the back of the bus. Then the music starts playing, and Steve looks off kind of pensively. And
this
like,
is an amazing texter.
I'm listening.
Says Steve, you matured, man. Think about your playing days under Coach Crum. That's a great text. Yeah, because by the time I played for Coach Crum.
You totally got that on your resume too.
Oh my gosh, man. How much older is Court than you? I figured you all were close to the same age. Court Dennison?
Yeah, because you said Coach Dennison.
Oh, there. I'm sorry. Yes. Brent Dennison. Yeah, Brent Dennison, one of the greatest men I've ever met in my life. He does a lot of pastor stuff at campus in Southeast. Yeah, I'm sorry, not Court Dennison. No, Court Dennison's younger than me, I think. A little younger than me. That's my guy, though, man. Yes, that's my dude. Still talk to him.
I like the tackling idea, though.
So I said, give him a teddy bear and a blanket.
Yeah, you got sick. Look, but that's when you're going to, listen, that's when your program's going to get shut down.
Yeah, then when you start humiliating. You've got to walk naked to the bell.
Once you do the teddy bear and the pacifier, you got to do one lap with the pacifier and the teddy bear.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you try.
While skipping and rubbing your nipples. It's like, okay, what are we doing? Like, guys, like, nobody's going to. We can't do this to people.
Hollywood?
Like, where are we at?
This is John Cena.
It's like, what is this? What did they say? An Illuminati ritual or something?
What is it called? Humiliation ritual.
Speaking of this, while we're getting off on weird stuff for a second, and then we'll get back to the visits and stuff, because there's a couple things I want to talk about with this. Listen, is Dubai not paying for their their great ideas all of a sudden? It's like, hey, we're going to mess with the clouds and make it rain.
Is that to see the clouds going to work?
Yeah. It's like, no. Did y'all not watch Paw Patrol? The movie?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Like, listen, Mayor Humdinger, like, he, like, messes with the clouds. And he, like, he has this machine and it sucks up all the clouds. No, I know. But he wanted no rain ever.
Okay.
So he sucks up all the clouds and with this machine and stuff. And it's like, it never rains. Well, then the machine breaks. And it's like this huge.
So it's like Ghostbusters?
Yeah. It's like this huge storm.
When they shut down the grid.
Yeah, the Paw Patrol has to. Those pictures cutting. Now you do. We have reached the point now where people are CGI and some of the stuff, and it's like that's not.
That's Sharknado.
Yeah. Like I'm like that.
I saw Sharknado.
Yeah, like that tornado is not
real. There's sharks in the tornadoes in Dubai.
I was like, no, but it's like, dude, y'all done messed around. Look over there, a bunch of trillionaires over there thinking they can make it rain. I'm like, and now y'all messed up.
You made it rain, all right.
System over there, man. Y'all got like a super storm going on.
Yeah, I'm not happy about cloud manipulation.
No.
I didn't even know they were doing that. I just know that it's flooding like a mother out there. I didn't know they were cloud manipulating. Like, Isn't that what Cobra Commander did in G.I. Joe?
Like, I believe that.
Yeah.
What they did. Listen, when they did it for the Beijing Olympics, I'm like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Yeah, like that. Y'all are messing with,
what are
like,
we doing?
A system here.
Like, this is entire ecosystem.
Yeah, it don't work like that. This texter says, I'm going. I really mean it. I will be at the bell in 3, 2. Hey guys, I'm really walking.
That's the kid. Four. The kid said, I'm not going to breathe.
Yeah. I'm going to quit. Oh, man. Yeah. So, anyways, but yeah, no, I like that idea.
You got to add the bell. You got to add the bell.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Like I said, I was just trying to introduce some kind. Like I said, you got your.
You can't do that in basketball, though. Basketball's. Football's, you could do it. I don't like basketball.
I'm listening.
I mean, you know. Let's call a spade a spade.
It's too emotional.
Basketball players are a little more. I mean,
I don't know.
Come on, you know what I'm saying.
High strung.
Yeah, a little more ego. A little more.
Oh yeah,
you know, like a little more. I don't want to say. I'm trying to think of the word to not say diva because I don't mean diva.
Yeah, but, no. But like diva's right.
You can't basketball because, player
because,
guy
because
like
you get your face right up on TV.
Yes.
People
absolutely.
In the set, they know your face. So
even in practice, there's way more of a connection in basketball. Yeah, face to face.
It's so intimate.
Yeah, they're like, you can't make me do that. Like if a coach was like, go ring the bell in basketball, you'd be like, coach, I'm not doing that. Like, if I'm gonna quit, I'm just gonna leave.
I don't know. You'd probably have more guys break the rules in basketball.
Yeah, I think people would just be like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'll just leave right now.
Because you know, in basketball, it's a whole lot easier to prove your worth.
Yeah.
In football, like, you have to get, like, you can go get rebounds in basketball. You can go get steals in basketball. You can get buckets. In football, you got to get touches. Like, if you're a wide receiver, you got to get the right routes. You got to get the right setups. Tight end has to get something.
And you're just so much more of a number in football. That's why they use numbers. I mean, people say it all the time. You know, hey, you got to watch number 9 there. Watch this guy, you know. It's just, yeah, there's so much more of that going on.
Yeah, in basketball, you can go practice with a team one time, and they're like, okay, you can play.
Yeah. Yeah.
In football, I guess in football, if you're stupid fast.
I mean, sure.
We'll find something.
Sure, but it's just, it's more of... You're just so reliant on your team.
Oh, yeah, on the system.
The O-linemen, the running backs are relying on the O-line. The quarterback's relying on everybody, you know. Like, it's just everybody is so much more. Not that basketball teams aren't close, and it is, but it is a little bit more of, hey, everybody's got to – in basketball, it's more like, if you're going to act like a jackass today, I'm going to take this game over.
Yeah, you can literally have two guys on your basketball team that don't even have to, like, communicate with the rest of the team.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, go do this. You go get all the rebounds and all the steals you can.
Looks like – let me see. Is this – Haley Van Lith is going to TCU. It's very anticlimactic. Doesn't TCU have the one, the Vandiver twin? Because one of the they played at Miami. I don't know. Yeah. That was it's kind of like a bad ending to a movie.
Trying to look it up. I just don't know how to spell their last name.
Yeah, but you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad ending to a movie.
Kentucky out here trying to – they're trying to hire Kenny Payne and Orlando Antigua. They're like, we want Cal back.
We got to get
– we can't get Cal back.
We got to get into some doors.
Let's do anything.
Haley Cavender did go to TCU. You're right.
Steve, it's not a bad movie ending. You know what? It's a to be continued that you have no interest into seeing the sequel.
That probably is it. Do you think that is true now? Do you think the the fists are down on the Haley Van Lith thing now with Louisville fans.
It's over.
Like, where it's like, at this point, I hope you succeed.
No. It's a go away.
Yeah, like, I don't think fans are going to be like, ha, I hope TCU loses.
Yeah, I don't think it's a, go be great, you know, but I don't think it's a, I hope you fail. It's like, you have your own plan. Like, you know, like, it just doesn't look like basketball was, the goal.
Yeah.
And that's like, that turns off a fan base more than anything in the world when it doesn't seem like the sport is actually the highest priority.
That's fair.
You know,
That's fair. And it's like,
Like, how many people have we seen leave or kicked off a team or seen an AMBAT? And you know that when they get kicked off the team, you know what they're going to do? Find a gym.
Yeah.
They're going to go, like they're going to go play pickup ball the minute they leave here. Like, sometimes Haley, you don't picture her going to find a gym to play pickup.
It was
if she didn't play.
It's I'll say this without saying who said it, how they said it, but the first thing was with Trenton Flowers here that was very noticeable was somebody told me that was around there. They were like, he never works out with the team. Mm-hmm. It's always individual training. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a trainer. He doesn't play pickup. Doesn't work out with the team. He's got a personal trainer. That's what he does. It's like, it's kind of weird. Like, that's not going to work.
Yeah, but listen, and this was me at the time, so I don't even want to be revisionist.
Yeah.
Listen, sometimes those are people you're going to have on your team that are just, you know, self-motivated, stuff like
sure.
that. So,
while, and let me be clear, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with personal trainers.
Yeah.
Like, everybody probably should have one.
While I do think there's room for that,
but someone who separates themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's almost like, what are you trying to hide amongst the team?
Yeah.
Like, that you won't get out there and be like, all right, let's hoop. Somebody's like one-on-one.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, that's the reverse of it. Like, you should respect your teammates enough to like, I'm going to let you play against me. Like, if I think I'm better than you,
yeah,
I got to give you some of that knowledge I have. If I'm over here working with my personal trainer, you know, and I have a teammate, you know, like, no, he needs to see what I can do, you know?
Yeah.
He needs to see me use the stuff on him. But, you know, you do get some of your teammates that just, oh, I don't want to share any of my secrets. I don't want to help you. You know, so it's, those are a lot of miniature violations.
Yeah.
Of team sports for that. You know, like I said, if you're doing the work with us and then getting your extra personal trainer work in, you know, okay. But yeah, like I said, I think you let go of most athletes who don't seem like, when the ball stops bouncing on the organized court, they won't go right to the unorganized court.
Yeah, I do agree with
that. Like, think about all the players, the most beloved players here. It's like, no, they love sport. No matter how they get along with the coaches, fans.
Yeah,
no matter,
sure.
If they get in trouble in the public.
Absolutely.
Crime, you know, whatever, you know, drug, whatever. They'll go play basketball.
Absolutely.
Too. And you're like, okay, I feel you.
Let me give you a tease going into the break. It's not really a tease. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want it after the break. He's on campus today. We've talked about Jaden Quaintance. We've talked about Abubakar. We've talked about Trey Townsend. Mm-hmm. I want to hear your thoughts on Ali Khalifa. We'll do that when we come back. Sound good?
93.9 The Ville.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybe at 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. While we're having a break in the weather, nice weather, beautiful weather, before the rain hits, before the high winds hit, take a second to remember that your home is your fortress and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today.
Also, big shout out. Thanks to Adam and his staff. They're dropping off Wing Zone Catering, the ESPN Louisville Studios.
Chicken.
Perfect for your order. Next tailgate. Order for your next tailgate. Try the new chicken sandwich. Order online at wingzone.com. Three area locations in Metro Louisville. And then tomorrow we got the spring game. And we're going to have that covered.
Tailgate for spring game.
Yeah, if you want to get to Wing Zone for the game. I'm going to be tailgating. I'm so pumped. Yeah, I'm ready to get out there. And we're going to have that right here. 939 the Ville. So if you can't make the spring game, you want to listen.
Who's doing the call?
I believe Jody.
Boom.
Yep.
Pros. One more big shout out for all your home buying and selling needs. Our real estate extraordinaire, Derek A. Stewart. You remember this call for all your questions. He will have answers. If he doesn't have answers, he'll get you the answers ASAP. That would be area code 502-314-9868. Okay, so you threw a question out there, Steve. As a tease.
Mm-hmm. I did. By the way, Dante Maddox, we mentioned earlier, he seems like he might be leaning Xavier. He's making his decision today at 3 p.m.
And he's on campus at Xavier?
He was on campus at Xavier yesterday. But, I mean, I think Louisville's still in the mix. So, I mean, this is one that I'm not like, you know, it's over. You know, I mean, even though it feels like he's leaning there, he'll make his announcement today on the field of 68 at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So, should get some answers there on Dante Maddox. Ali Khalifa. Now, let me do my numbers before you do your breakdown.
Okay.
Ali Khalifa on campus today. Again. We get a little Trilly Donovan nugget that says
might not be
just, a lot of people kind of think
might not be the trap. It's
Louisville might lock him down. Okay. Yeah, and they may not, but they it feels like there's apparently a connection there as well. I think this was per Jody with Honest Mahmoud. Yeah, there with his Honest Mahmoud's guardians mm-hmm. and Ali Khalifa's. So there's a little more of a, I know what you were going to say with the assistant, but yeah, there's actually a little bit deeper there with the Louisville connection there. Mm-hmm. Let me just give you, though, a couple games before you, because immediately you look at 6 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and you might go, you know, whatever. I don't. I'm aware, but I'm just telling you.
Nikki almost jumped across.
Yeah, listen, I am aware of that.
I almost literally jumped across the desk as Steve. I'm listening.
But listen, against Baylor, he had 14 points.
Who's the coach of Baylor?
Scott Drew. 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. Against Texas Tech, he had 21 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Just looking through another. He had other good games. I'm just picking 3 of his best, obviously. But against UCF, he had 17, 4-1. And then he had multiple games that looked a lot like this. 9 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. You know, and then he had some games where he was 2, 2, and 5, which is still 5 assists. And then there's a couple sprinkled in. There's 8 points, 5 assists in the first round of the Pac-12 or Big 12 thing, you know. So, yeah, anyways, you get the point there, though. Like, I mean, the reason I wanted to talk about him was if he were to pull the trigger and come to Louisville, that's not just a pushover get. And I do think there's a little bit of a vibe or a look over again. I think there's I felt, I've just felt a little bit of the vibe like, oh, that's just a real guy. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, still can play.
Mm-hmm.
He can play. Yeah.
Okay.
And you would be getting a kid over Mark Pope, who literally played for Mark Pope. Would that not tell you something? To me, that would speak a little bit. Anyways, just.
Yeah, that's the setup. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. And I know you. I do the numbers a little better, and you can do that, the actual basketball stuff.
Okay. If you put that guy. Okay. What if I. Okay. You get a big time score out of JMU and Terrence Edwards Jr., right?
Yeah.
Big stat stuffing guy.
Mm-hmm.
You get another score wing, you know, shooter, whatever.
Out of Colorado. Adley.
Yeah.
Yep.
Filling your guy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving you these guys all around. And I'm giving you a 7-footer. What is he, 6'11"?
Who? Khalifa?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6'11", 7 foot. Yeah.
Okay. I'm giving you a 7-footer who is money from the top of the key. It's money from the top of the key.
Yeah.
If that's a spot. Money from the top of the key. And giving you 4.5 assists a game as a 7-footer.
What a weapon. You can pass it inside out. God, have we been missing that.
You know what a high-low looks like when you have a 7-footer making the pass to the undersized guy that knows how to seal his man?
I don't even know what a high-low looks like anymore, to be honest with you.
Who's Oakland? Oakland, who knows how to duck in?
Townsend.
Yeah. Can you imagine
put those two together?
A 7-footer and you have an undersized Shane Bohannon, you know, like a high-low where, you know, where you draw somebody out and get the ball down to Shane Bohannon where everybody's still spread out. With these shooters, all these Rain Smith and all these shooters that Coach Kelsey has added to the, you know, to the field, a 4.5.
He also averaged 11-7 at Charlotte the year before, Texter was saying.
And wasn't he like kind of injured this year? Like he was fighting through.
Yeah, I think he had a little bit. Yeah.
So like, God, like, how, what happens if he spruces up?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if he really spruces up his body a little bit?
Yeah.
And that would take away the sting of your quote unquote true point guard. If you don't get the top, you know, the top caliber point guard you're shooting for, let's say you get another, you know, like, I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to, you know, say if you don't get Maddox or, you know, you don't get this guy, you know, you take
sure.
a few steps. But that would take away from any sting of point guard play or a lot of sting. If you have a point guard that's averaging 5 assists, he's an all conference point guard.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to give you a 7-footer that's averaging 5 assists?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that, listen, and from where, again, where are his assists coming from? Okay. Because a point guard's assist may be coming from the top of the key, you know, you're doing something. From the inside out is usually a pretty good shot. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, it's a fairly high percentage shot, especially if he's a scoring threat down low. And man, if you were, let's just say if you were to get him, and then you did land someone like Quentin, you know, and again, I think me and you are in the same boat that I think we got a shot because he's on campus. I'm not really, well, I think there's a lot of factors at play with him. So it's like, yeah, we'll see what happens.
1 million factors.
Yeah. I'll talk about Quentin more after the visit.
Right.
Like, I want to see how we stand then as opposed to now. But like you said, a Trey Townsend, somebody who is not, you know, necessarily that.
That's why your 2.7 assist game is ridiculous.
Yep.
Because listen, you got an unselfish guy who doesn't mind having 21-5 one game.
Absolutely.
And 2-7. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Like, because I got Townsend. I'm keeping Townsend happy. I'm keeping Hadley happy. You know, I'm keeping these other guys, these sprinters happy. My San Diego State guys is getting it out. So I'm trailing on this play. Like, you know, he pushes it.
Long Beach.
Yeah, Long Beach.
Yeah. I knew who you were talking about.
He gets it out. You get your first wave of.
Because that's something we both loved about Abubakar. He gets a rebound.
Go probe the defense until they stop you. And then you have a trailing center, Stephen Enoch. When Stephen Enoch used to get that trailing shot from the top of the key, you were like, uh-oh.
Yep, money.
Yep. Like I said, you get a guy with a high percentage. And listen, and it's set, and here's the problem. He's not a stiff. So you send somebody running out there. It's Luke. It's what I always appreciated about Luke Hancock is hit that high release to contest Luke's shot. With that high release, you had to be up on him.
Yeah.
Which means if he didn't have the quickest first step, he could get on the side of your body and put you in jail with one step.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of his high release. Khalifa has a high release with, you know.
Oh, yeah. He shoots from the top of his head. Yeah. There ain't no joke. It's a little off-putting, actually.
Yo, and again, for you to even disturb that at all, you have to be close enough to where he's going to burn you or he's going to at least put you in jail.
Yeah.
And he's, again, I don't know how old he is. I venture to say he's older than
he could be.
He's listed. Is.
It's definitely. He's what, definitely.
What do they have him listed as? What is his age? Listen.
I don't see his age. Yeah.
For who? I'll look it up.
Khalifa.
Because I was just googling his shot because I wanted to see it. Ali Khalifa age is.
I'm sure you can spell.
22.
Huh? He could be 22.
He could be born 22. In 2000.
He's a junior.
He could be a mature 22. Yeah. But yeah, you get my point. Like, no, you have a 7-footer who averaging 5 assists a game.
That brings back bring Honest back.
There's no, he's the best underappreciated player. He can do a lot, but you're never gonna be happy with him.
I know. but the point is, I just wanted to make sure we talked about him because. I do think he's a heck of a player, man.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, like, after watching him, because even me,
you can say weapon too. You can say weapon.
I know, and even me though, you just get sucked into. You know, you see it immediately, and it was like, whatever, I don't care. Go Kentucky, for all I care. Then I watched the film on him, and I was like, this guy's pretty good.
He can play.
Yeah. Like, man.
Yeah, that's a kid who, again, we have a certain skill set that you can. Add to your chessboard,
mm-hmm.
And you can say, "Okay, this guy can make us a matchup nightmare for other people."
Absolutely.
So yeah, I totally would. I would enjoy watching Coach Kelsey use that.
Yes.
Like I said, get him healthy. Spend all the time get him healthy, and see what you can do with that. Yeah, you can go ahead and play us out, Nikki. What's coming up on
spring game tomorrow?
Spring game tomorrow. First 2,500 free posters.
Hey, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what you guys got going on today, Nick? Anything good?
Some features.
Let me guess, Billis.
Nah, I wish. Nah, I struck out on guests today. So,
oh, wow.
I think what we're going to do is replay the Jeff Prom interview. When in doubt.
Every hour.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to be able to hear it.
Damn it.
Your boy struck out.
Why did I not think of that?
Yeah. Every hour.
93.9 The Bell.